Forecast for 107.9 Cool FM.
It's fair and 66 degrees in the Tularosa Basin. Classic hits 107.9 Cool FM and 107.9coolfm.net.
It's your morning with Jill and Julianne, 8:02 now, and we have a special guest
in studio with us.
Love it when we get people coming in.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to try to pronounce this, okay? I know my last name is Minch.
And
our
that's
last
German.
Name is Minch, and it's mm-hmm. German, but I'm not from the old country, so we're going to try this, okay? Colonel Stefan Breidenbach.
Very good.
Am I right?
Pleased to be here. Yeah, absolutely.
Colonel, welcome from out at Holloman Air Force Base with the German Air Force. He is the commander of the GFFTC. And this year, 2016, a big year for many anniversaries for the German Air Force. Am I correct?
Yep. In fact, we have the 60 years of the armed forces. We have 50 years of Euro-NATO joint jet pilot training in Shepard Air Force Base in Texas. We have 20 years of tornado training here at Holloman, and obviously we have 20 years of Oktoberfest here at Holloman.
Absolutely. The decade mark, various decades, landed all on the same year, which is very interesting.
It is very interesting, and it's keeping us very busy because as the commander of the Air Force units here out in the continental United States, I also have to attend every celebration that's going on here on the continent.
I want to ask you about Oktoberfest. Let's make some introductions. Finn, your son, is here, right?
Yep, he is here. He's supporting me with my work, but he, as you know, is also quite interested in your work out here,
yes,
so he took the chance to come out with me.
Yeah, Finn's going to come on board with us, do some board operating and some other things with us. That's
yeah,
cool.
Maybe we'll even pull him on to do a show here. We're going to see about that.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
He's
you
done
might
some
hear
radio
Finn.
Work before, so.
That's right.
And I know everybody would love his accent.
Right? Right? It's like,
although
wait.
He says we have the accent, but you know.
And this gentleman that's with you here?
That's my project officer who's done all the detail work for Oktoberfest. I mean, he's been working 9 months straight, getting everything set up, and
awesome.
Now he's getting a bit nervous because the last final weeks are coming up, and everything now seems to be set up, but as we always know, there's still some last-minute changes coming.
Absolutely.
His name is Armin Trost.
Welcome, sir.
All right, so when is Oktoberfest?
September 10th.
So where is it held?
Just like the previous ones, except the one that was downtown in Alamogordo. No, we're out on Holloman Air Force Base in the German Air Force Maintenance Hangar as 19 of the 20 times.
What all do you have at Oktoberfest? What are we going to see there?
It is the biggest German Oktoberfest here in the United States, and
right.
We're looking to achieve the same numbers. We have lots of entertainment. We have the Presata Musikanten, which is the same band as we had last year, and as I remember, they
did a fine job.
Were liked quite a bit.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
We have the Schuhplattlers coming again from Fort Bliss, I mean from our German unit down there to support us. They do the tapping of the shoes, slapping of the lederhosen, and all the other bits of Bavarian entertainment that we have in there. We also have an improvement on the food side. I mean, I know last year's menu was pretty good, but we did have the chance to buy a new oven, which allows us now to add a decent pork roast with gravy and mashed potatoes, which will make it a proper Oktoberfest meal this year.
Good stuff.
We do have kids entertainment, and we have a separate area for the smaller kids, and we have caretakers in there to make sure nobody runs away.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's awesome.
There will be bouncy castles, there will be a clown, and definitely some entertainment so parents with younger kids also have a chance to come out and enjoy the day with us.
Sounds huge. And of course, you have the beer.
Of course we have the beer.
Of course you do.
That goes without saying.
I thought I'd say it anyway. Got to cover all the bases.
All right, then. What is the tradition of Oktoberfest? Why was it started?
Actually, it first started in 1810, and it was a ceremony in honor of the marriage between the Bavarian Prince Ludwig and the Austrian Princess Theresa. So all the citizens were invited in honor of that celebration to go to Munich and attend festivities around a horse race, which was then the actual celebration to do it. Food, drink, and entertainment was the concept. And
that's what makes a good party.
It turned into an annual event, and as we know, it grew and grew and grew, and now Munich's Oktoberfest is the biggest celebration in the world with 6 million visitors coming every year. We matched the 6,000 visitors we had here last year, and if the weather is good, I'm sure we would be happy to welcome just as many people this year again.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. We have more to talk about with Oktoberfest coming up out here at Holloman. Stick around, going to take a little break from that right now and roll some Billy Swan. Classic hits 107.9 Cool FM and 107.9coolfm.net. It's your morning with Joe and Julianne, 8:08 now on your Finally Friday.